Welcome to Run With It, Canada's running fitness and health program. On this month's episode, I was in conversation with Canadian singer-songwriter Dan Hill about his passion for running. But first, let's go to our segment on how to create a healthy home. Check this out. I'm excited to have back on the show Lucilia Diaz. She's an interior designer and she's the principal of Harmony Sense Interiors Limited. Welcome back, Lucilia.
Thank you so much, Christine. Always a pleasure to chat with you. Thank you for having me.
Likewise. And, you know, today's topic is creating space when perhaps when you don't have a lot of space or when you have too much. When you're working at home and also creating an exercise space as well, like how can we go about it?
So I think the first thing that you need to take into account is talking about workspace, try to find a dedicated space so that when you start working, you know that that's working time. And then when you stop as well, then you know that now it's time to relax, because that as well helps your mind to get you into work mode or relax mode. So that's the first key. So try to find a dedicated spot that will be your work area. And then, if possible, try to prioritize the space that gives you light. So it's close to a window so that you have that natural light during the day that you're working. So those will be the two main pointers. Then, of course, you have to think about ergonomics, have a chair that suits you and it's at the right size. Avoid clutter, right? Because that visual clutter as well don't allow the energy to properly flow and allow you to concentrate with your work. Then make it look pretty, right? If you're gonna be there spending a significant amount of time, make sure that it looks nice. And think about plants. Bring a little bit of plants into the space so that you have that reminder of nature into it. So those are like a little bit of main pointers that you want to take into account when thinking about having that working space at home. Now for working out, for exercising, my first recommendation is always, if you can go outside, go outside. Like go for a run, go for a walk, take that time to get out of this place that we are like living and eating and working and sleeping all the time. So if you can go outside, go outside. That will be like the number one thing. But as well, there's people that like to do some weight work or bands or yoga. So if you cannot do that outside because gyms and all those things are closed, then try to find as well a place in your home that at least you store those things so that you know, okay, this is the space for all my gym equipment. And if you have the area in your home to create as well a dedicated space, well, that's amazing. But if you don't, then at least you know that that's the space where I have my gym equipment. So going into a class or going into a gym and interacting with your trainer and those are a little bit more challenging at this time, but you can as well go online, resource to the online tools that are there so that you can have that sense of community when you're exercising. That's why the Peloton bikes are so in right now. And there's now even a mirror that you can have. And then you're looking at yourself by taking a class that someone is giving you. So being creative and just do it. Right? Don't find an excuse that because I don't have the gym or because I don't have that, then I'll stop exercising, because that helps you as well with your mental health significantly.
Yes. And, you know, adding color too is very, you know, spring is coming and then there's summer, fall. It's great to, you know, to add color, and that changes your mood and your creates more, you know, you become more productive.
In a way, yeah. So that's another thing that you can do when you're thinking about your office. When I say make it look pretty, make it look in a way that it's appealing to you in a color that gives you, or with art pieces as well, that gives you that energy and just allowed you to focus on your work. I always believe that the spaces should not be obstacles on what you want to achieve. They should be the spaces that allowed you then to excel in your activity. Yes.
Yes, and what about, you know, if you have a pet and there you have a family, were there any tips for that?
So going back to your mental health, of course, if it's possible that there is allocated spaces for each family room, for each family member, sorry, within the house, that's great because kids know that, okay, it's my time to work and now I finish and then I can go and do something else in the house. But something that it's key, I think, to keep the balance within a home, especially as well if you have kids or if you don't, is to stick to a schedule. Because mm-hmm. when we go and do work outside, we always know that, okay, I have to be at the office by 9 or I have to drop the kids at 8:30 and they go to 8:30 to 3, right? There's always a schedule. When those things get disrupted, then you get disrupted as well. So stick to mm-hmm. a schedule. Say, okay, well, I'm going to wake up every day at the same time. I'm going to do my exercise or my morning routines, and then I'm going to go and sit and work. If you don't have kids, then, or if the kids are there, okay, kids, you have to be doing schoolwork within this part, within this time. And the importance of doing that is that you create rhythm. And it's so important to create rhythm in everything that we do, because the whole universe has its specific rhythm. So if you get into that same rhythm, then you create harmony and it's easier mm. to flow throughout. But if you start to disrupt, it's like when we sleep, right? Once you have like a specific time to go to bed and wake up, you go into that rhythm. And then one day that you really go past your bedtime, the next day you feel a little bit off because you lost that rhythm. So if you can stick to a schedule that allowed you to get into a rhythm within your life, that will help you bring some balance. And the kids as well, they need a routine. They need a schedule.
Yes, learning how to adapt. And so, you know, perhaps like create your workspace, you know, maybe a dining room table or an extra, if you have an extra bedroom, but not, you wouldn't do it in the bedroom or anything, have an office space, because that would be.
If you don't have like the spare room everywhere else, have maybe a little table or a desk if it has to be inside your bedroom, but it's that mm. table and desk that you go and do the work. Don't work from your bed, right? Yeah. At the beginning, we're all like, okay, working in the kitchen counter and then in the dining room table and on the floor in the living room, and then you went back to your bed. So your body doesn't know when this is going to stop. So that mm. puts you in stress mode, right? You have to be in the alert of, okay, when is this going to stop or when is this going to end? But when you have a dedicated space, then you go into relaxed mode because your brain is not thinking about those other issues. So you allow the stress levels to come down. That's why it's so important to have a dedicated space so that we're not in that alert respond mode all the time. Little tips of how to bring down the stress, which is very important because a lot of people are facing depression and you don't want to add to that the extra stress. Every little thing that you can make to reduce stress, it's good.
Mm-hmm. And if you find your spaces or where you live is becoming very cluttered, maybe get rid of it, like putting in into a box to recycle or give it to friends or whatever you can do to, you know, create more space. That's a good point.
Exactly, Christine. And you know what? As we mentioned at the beginning, like having a space that's not clutter, it's better for when you work. Because just think about this, like energy is flowing through the space all the time. And if you have clutter, it's just stop, 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 mm. stop. It doesn't allow the energy to flow properly. And as we know this very famous Marie Kondo saying, okay, if a little thing doesn't bring you joy, why you should keep it, right? Mm. And I will go one step further. You have to evaluate, okay, what physical and mental space these items are taking that are not allowing me to get something better. So mm-hmm. when you have a lot of things that are not properly organized, they're taking that physical space that it's not allowing the energy to flow, and it's not allowing you to get more things that will bring you joy back. So springtime is coming. So it's the perfect time to do like the spring cleaning, a deep spring cleaning, and get rid of all those things that don't bring you the joy and as well are taking space of something better that you can have. So
yes, and I used to work in the office and I would have my lunch with me, like I'd be eating at the desk, in other words. But now for me is that because I'm working at home and I eat somewhere else, I don't eat by my computer because it just creates, a stressful situation, or I don't feel comfortable is, that's how I deal with it, to get a stress free and to feel, that,
separation.
Just overall. Yeah.
Yes. So for example, for some clients that do have the space in their home to create an office, that it's a separate room, something that we recommend is make it that it looks completely different to the style almost that you have in your house. So that when you enter into that room, you feel that you almost like teletransported yourself, because you don't have to commute, but to a workspace, so that it feels different. That you don't, that you almost cheat to your mind and say, hey, I'm not home, I'm at work, and this even looks different than what home looks like. So that's a little trick. If you can spare a room, just do it completely different. It's something that, that would allow you to make that switch stop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great information. I mean, like, if people want more information, where should they go? Can they contact you, Lucilia?
Of course, yes. So they can always go to my website, www.harmoniesense.com. And yeah, there's a lot of information there. There's a free guide on how to do your home office. And then we can always help people make spaces for that they work for them and not against them. And yeah, there are different trends as well. Like even like small appliances are coming into play now because people want to make better use of what they have. So the utility spaces like the bathroom or the kitchen or the laundry, they're okay to sacrifice a little space there so that an extra room could be added and have that space.
Yes. Yes. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I will just say that people should always remind themselves to take care of themselves. Meditate, exercise, put little reminders, post-its, and say, okay, even if you're working from home, then make yourself a reminder that every 2 hours you have to go out and walk or go up and down the stairs or move yourself so that you're mentally healthy and still keep connected with your family and friends, even though if you're not seeing them, keep yourself connected with them. That helps.
Yes. And is what about socials, Lucilia? Are you on Facebook?
Yeah, so on Facebook, Harmony Sense Interiors, and as well Instagram, Harmony Sense Interiors. You can find us there. Yes.
Yes. Thank you very much. This was such wonderful information. I'd like you to come back. And it was such a pleasure to have you back on the show.
Thank you so much, Christine. And yeah, people should take the time of spring to declutter. That will be amazing.
Yes. Yeah. Water. I'm there drinking a bunch of it.
I love sports, being in a public school. Playing soccer, football, all that kind of stuff. A lot of my time was spent practicing the guitar, and then ultimately, as a very young teenager, teaching classical guitar lessons. I started running when I was 11, and the people in my track club were incredibly inspiring, all really highly intelligent and unique, provocative individuals, and our coach was Dave Steen, who had won the Commonwealth gold for the shot put, who was and is a very, very intellectual, fascinating, also loving and caring guy. So, there is tremendous social bonding and connection of that track club. Many of the runners who I was very close to participated in the Olympics. And Brian Maxwell in particular, who was one of my best friends. And when I was a teenager, I was kicked out of my house and moved in with Brian and his family. But Brian at one point was ranked third in the world in the marathon, and then went on to invent Power Bar himself, you know, in Berkeley, and ultimately sold it to Nestle's for $500 million, and then got another $500 million in stock shares. So the runners that I grew up with were very, very interesting, you know, fascinating people, highly intelligent, but also very, very loyal. And it was a very good, positive experience for me, because though I wasn't a particularly gifted runner, between my absolute and total involvement in music and the load of workouts I was doing, I really didn't have time to get in any kind of trouble. So I think it was a very valuable thing for me.
Yes, and your brother Larry was running with you too, right? Or training with you?
Yeah, we were in the same track club. And when we were kids, because I'm 2.5 years older, and we were just ruthlessly competitive with each other growing up. And so we would put together these running courses. And again, because I was 2.5 years older and therefore faster, when he was, say, 12, when I was 14, I would give him a handicap, right? And we would spend about an hour negotiating exactly what the handicap would be. Then he would get the head start, and I would tear off after him. And that was, we did that all the time.
Yeah, so with your, you know, being such a competitive runner, do you think running has helped with your music career? Like, it's transferable, right? It's like you mentioned earlier, breathing. And you still run, and you still run a lot of miles. Yeah.
I think I inherited that from my mom, who worked out with her trainer until she was 90 and was, you know, doing squats and push-ups and sit-ups and bicep curls literally at the age of 90. I saw her because I was living with her at this house that my parents bought in 65 that I purchased a few years ago. So I have a feeling that I may have inherited my durability, you know, from my mom, because I don't want to hex this, but I have no pain, no residual aches, no problems with joints, hamstrings or knees or feet or hips. And I just have to attribute that to, you know, incredible luck and genetics.
Yes. Well, can you share your workouts, like how many times you run and cross train? And
well, my work burden has significantly increased with What About Black Lives being launched around the world on the 20th. And sometimes for me, that can be, you know, leaving me feeling a little bit frantic and fragile and overwhelmed. I would go out on my 90-minute runs, you know, and my trainer, again, the same trainer who trained my mom and my dad, advised me that I was training too hard and that I might be, hurting my immune system. And that I'm very, very thin. I probably lost about 40 pounds since the last time we met. And he was also concerned that I was, cannibalizing my muscle. So he recommended, and I followed his recommendation, to break up my long runs with shorter, harder kind of power producing runs. So now I do maybe a 90-minute run, if I'm lucky, twice a week. And on my other 3 days, I usually do hill workouts, or we'll go on a really fast 40-minute run. I really have been not on the treadmill at all. I have a good treadmill, but I really, really don't feel like going on the treadmill. So I think today I'm going to stick to running the hills up and down my street and turn it into a hill workout.
And how many hill repeats do you do?
Well, I have to confess, I actually lose track, but when I did it a couple of days ago, because yesterday I did a strength training workout, I was out there for an hour.
Wow.
So I don't know how many repeats. I kind of sort of half walk, half kind of glide down the street, because I find, even though I'm regularly running for 90 minutes and that feels pretty easy for me, I do find the hill running to be a bit more brutal. I don't know about you with hill running.
Well, I find it is difficult, but I find that it's like medicine. I feel that it'll help me. And yes, there's always reward. So I find it builds my stamina. My legs are stronger. It's just a whole overall training. But I love cross country running. It's really my favorite, if I may say.
I did that all the time when I was, in high school and junior high. I always found it really, really intense though, when everybody crowded between the goalposts of say the football field. Everybody crowding and agitated and restless and waiting for that starter's pistol to go on off. For some reason, even though I did participate in cross-country running regularly, I found that to be a little bit harrowing.
Well, no, I'm still nervous before a run, because I find it's like when I'm on a plane, it's like waiting to take off. And once I'm in, it's at my own pace then, and my own focus, whatever I need to do. But yeah, it is nervous when you're with a line of the people, because you're like, I don't know. It's just, I want to do well. I guess that's why I'm nervous.
And everybody, crowded between the goalposts are absolutely super competitive. So you kind of pick up on that, ultra competitive energy too. And that can sometimes be a little bit overwhelming.
But yeah, that's great. I mean, do you miss, the days of cross country running? And
I really enjoy, off terrain running, but the last time I did it with really rough terrain, I fell and broke a rib. So I've decided that I've made two rules now, not to run on uncertain courses and not to run at night unless I'm just running hills up and down my street. Yes. I've been diabetic for over 20 years, so I have to be kind of careful of how I'm eating. I will carb up before my run, but say for breakfast, I would have something. This must seem ridiculously boring to you. I would have, say, avocado, cheese, and a tomato.
Thanks for watching. If you have a question or comment about today's episode, go to our website, runwithit.ca. Until next time, run with it.